It is 2:08, and this is Ariana Hall. Welcome to Sweet Treats, where we share the sweetest treats in the valley with you, our listeners. And we're here today with the owner of Cassie Cakes Cakery here in Northridge, California. Hey, Cassie, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to have you on our show.
Thank you.
So, tell me a little bit about how your business got started.
It's funny, actually. I was kind of forced into it. I was in a bad situation with my husband. He was an alcoholic, and we had to leave where we were living out there in Lompoc, in Santa Barbara County. And so I came down here to live with my parents. I had to leave a good paying job. And so I just decided it was time to follow my dreams instead of just work a job that was giving me money. And along that path, my children were in elementary school and they needed a fundraiser done. So I started baking for their fundraiser and that went super well. From there, I went to farmers markets, and from farmers markets, I went to renting a cart out in the Northridge Mall. And from there, I found a place of business to rent and build out my bakery.
Wow. So from the beginning of you starting this, how long did it get you to get to have your own place?
Let's see here. 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Wow. So, in the beginning, would you say it was very hard to actually get out there and get your business going and get business?
It was a lot of paperwork and a lot of permits. And that was the hardest part, was getting all the permits and everything you need from the city to be completely legal and safe in the food industry, which is pretty hard.
Yes. So let me know a little bit about the permits that you have to get in order to get to have a business. Like,
well, at first I was baking at a home, so I had to get a cottage foods license, and you get that through the city. And in addition to that, you have to get a seller's permit and a business license, all of which have to kind of go in conjunction with each other. So you have to figure out which goes before the other. You also have to make sure that you have a food handler's card, which means you know everything about food safety and any kind of foodborne illness that may occur.
All right. So how long do you feel it took for you to be sure that you can do this, that you can make your business real and get a lot of good business and good customers?
Well, that's the thing. I was never sure. It's so, just like they say, it's with great risk comes great reward. I kind of had to just jump in and have faith. And fortunately enough, I am where I am at right now.
That's great to hear. What are some obstacles you faced while opening your business?
Construction was a huge obstacle, finding the right contractor and getting through all the building and safety codes. Those are tougher building and safety codes when you're opening up a food establishment than other establishments.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the big obstacles. And then the other obstacle was just finding the right place to lease, the right price point, the right vicinity. You know, knowing where I wanted to be for what I wanted to sell. So I had to find the right place to know if people had enough money for a custom cake. I had to put myself in a spot where I'm kind of right in the middle of up-and-coming people and people that are already established.
Okay. And how long have you had your store now?
Actually, well, it'll be a year on May 4th.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank
on that.
You.
No problem. And you talked about having a cart in the mall. How long did you have your cart? And how successful was it?
Well, that's a hard one. We had the cart for about 4 months,
mm-hmm.
and it was super expensive. As far as success, the major success came in just people having a visual and knowing our brand. So people know, okay, I know who Cassie Cakes is now. We did sell a lot to walk-by people, but our main money comes from custom cakes. Mm-hmm. And so you don't do a lot of that from a cart in the mall. It's hard to gain credibility with people when all you have is a cart. Whereas when you have a place of business for somebody to walk into, they're like, okay, I trust you. I will spend hundreds of dollars on this cake.
Yeah. So you did talk about custom cakes and stuff like that. So why don't you let our listeners know exactly what you do make and what you sell at your shop?
Okay, so anybody can walk in and buy a variety of different gourmet cupcakes, cake pops, cookies, 8-inch and 6-inch round gourmet cakes, and then we also sell like cake pop bouquets and some other fun stuff that other bakeries probably don't have, like cupcake fantasies. However, like I said, our biggest thing that the meat of what we survive off of is the income from the custom cakes. And those are cakes that you see done on TV by like Ace of Cakes or you know, the Cake Boss, Buddy. Those are the types of cakes that we like to do there the most. And we get a lot of orders from people from previous customers, and we have a lot of newbies coming in too that have just found us.
So what are cupcake fantasies?
A cupcake fantasy is kind of like a cupcake in a cup, but it's layered. So we cut a jumbo cupcake into sections, and then we layer it. For example, our Rocky Road is layered with marshmallows, chocolate chips, and chocolate buttercream, and then chocolate cake. And you just keep going until you hit the top.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
It's pretty yummy.
Now I want one.
Yeah.
But that sounds great. So also, when coming into your shop, I did see that you have a lot of glitter on your cakes. And you have very bright and very just bold cupcakes and cakes. And I can see that through your personality. So I just wanted to ask you where that came from and that idea and how exactly you got into that.
I'm a pretty artistic person, so that kind of comes out of me in every direction possible. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got the colored hair, the tattoos, the makeup is pretty, you know, bright. So that all put together, it just kind of exudes into whatever I make. It's really hard for me to make a cake and not put a touch of glitter or, you know, stars shooting out of it somehow. Or it's hard for me. Like, somebody has to give me a specific direction, no glitter. And they're like, okay, it's going to be a subdued cake. I understand that. Other than that, like, there'll be a touch of something in there where it's just kind of like me coming out on the cake, and I just can't
just
help myself.
A little bit of glitter.
I can't help it.
I totally understand, but I did notice that. But it does make the cakes a lot better, you know? Just the fact that it's not just a cake, and you can tell you put your heart into it, or like a little bit of you into all of your cakes.
It's kind of like, there's certain cakes where you're like, okay, Cassie exploded on this cake, but that's a customer that I like. I already know they want bright and glitter and it to just really, like, it's the centerpiece and it's supposed to grab your attention. Whereas there's other cakes that just have little touches here or there where, like I said, it's like, okay, the cake's done, but to me it's not done yet, so I have to put a little something extra onto it, and that's kind of just what happens.
That's great. And so with your glitter, how do you make an edible, or is there edible glitter?
Yes, there is edible glitter, and you have to go through certain companies. Some are FDA approved, some are marked as non-toxic. We use the FDA approved ones. And a lot of them are called disco dust, but you have to go through cake decorating sites and or catalogs in order to get the specialty stuff.
Okay. And so what is the price range in your store from cupcakes and cake pops to cakes?
So our gourmet cupcakes are $3 each, or you can get a dozen for $30. Cake pops are $2.50 each. Everything by the dozen, you have a little price break. Our cookies are $2.50 each. We even have some cookies that are called unicorn poop cookies. And it's a rainbow cookie that has glitter on top and star sprinkles. And they're actually my favorite cookie to eat. And then you get a little container of those, and those are $3.50. And so you can get a container of three. They're good size pooties. And the fantasies are $6 each, but you know the fantasies are special kind of things because they have a lid and they'll last more than one day. So, and there's no way you can eat one of those in one sitting. So you can eat some, put the lid on, put it back in the fridge, and eat the rest, you know, either later in the day or the next day.
Okay. And for your custom cakes, do you do them for weddings, or what occasions do you usually do your cakes for?
We do all events. My favorite events to do for are children's events. I have two little girls of my own, and, you know, that's always the most colorful stuff to do as well. I'm a Disney geek, so whenever I get to do a Disney cake, like, my heart sings, and I'm, like, ready to do it. So, but for the most part, birthdays are our big, you know, custom cake deal.
Oh, that's great to hear. So how long have you been making cakes?
My mom started me when I was 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I've at five, I was in my first cooking class, which was a Parks and Rec cooking class. And in junior high, I went more into culinary classes like that and just kept going from there.
Wow. So you say that your mom, like, started you. Do you feel that that's exactly, you know, making cakes is what you've always wanted to do? Or would you just say, you know, you just ended up doing it?
It's pretty much all I've wanted to do. My mom used to ask me when I was little what I wanted to do, and I'd say I wanted to be a cooker. I didn't understand the difference between cooking and baking, and baking is what I wanted to do. So yeah, it's, when I said I wanted to be a cooker, it was I wanted to bake. So
that's great to hear. So what do you feel keeps you going with making your cakes?
Every cake you make is a new experience, whether it's the 10,000th Frozen-themed cake you do, it doesn't matter. There's going to be a new problem that you have to overcome, or hopefully some new element that you can add into where you just lie in bed and you're thinking, what can I do to make this cake different? And then you figure something out. And there's always something new in the cake world that comes along that's like a new profound idea that you're like, I got to try this out in the bakery. So there's always something new and fun to try.
That's great. Are you the only one making cakes in your store?
I'm not. I have a manager there. Her name is Chelsea, and she's pretty much like my apprentice right now. She is doing wonderfully, and she should be able to do exactly what I do very soon. And then I also have somebody named Blake, and he's pretty well known in the cake world, and he does a lot of the fondant work with me and helps out with any of the larger cakes that I have to do.
How do you go about hiring these other people that make your cakes as well?
The funny part is God kind of just placed him in my lap where I wish I had a better answer for you.
Yeah.
But like Blake, I met, believe it or not, on Facebook through one of our cake sites that we, you know, were both a part of. And Chelsea, I met shopping at Bath & Body Works. She used to work at Bath & Body Works, and I was wearing a Cassie Cake shirt or something, and she asked me if I owned a bakery, and she had just graduated from culinary school.
Wow.
So I was able to, so everybody just kind of fell into my lap.
So it just worked out.
Yeah.
And that's perfect. That's always the best way, I feel.
Because, I do too.
Yeah, because it's just, you know, it just happens, and that's the best way.
For sure.
So do you feel like you would have any of your other, like, employees that work there start on cakes, or would you?
My goal is to get everybody up to par. If I feel that they have the talent and the perseverance, you definitely have to be able to take constructive criticism well. That's a big thing, because if you want it to be up to a certain caliber, you have to be willing to somebody to say, this isn't quite right. You need to fix that. The employees that I have right now, I feel they all have the potential to be at that point. It's just a matter of me being able to give them the time and attention while still fulfilling the orders that are coming in.
That sounds great. Because I also feel that that way as well. When you hire someone into your, you know, your shop, where this is where you put all your heart into, I feel like, you know, it's great to have employees that you feel will do good in that area as well.
Well, and everybody kind of feels like family too. It's a small environment. We're stuck in this kitchen together. So it's like it's more of a family feel to it than anything else. So yeah, you want everybody to succeed.
Yeah. How many employees do you have in your?
Let's see here. I have, there's Blake, Chelsea, Ev, and I call her Bunny, and then there's me. So I guess there's 5 people on staff right now.
Oh, wow.
Including myself.
It is a very small staff.
Yes. You're constantly with the same people all the time, so you have to like each other.
Yeah, that really does turn into a family. I can totally understand.
It does, yeah.
So do you have any special recipes for your cakes that you can only share with your employees or you feel will only be for your shop?
Unfortunately, most of my recipes are that way, yeah.
Yeah.
There's always something extra added in that I felt it needed this, you know. Mm-hmm. There's very few recipes where I've found a recipe and we just go exactly off of that. There's always some sort of tweak to it that we feel made it better. So, you know, and the employees know that. I don't mind if they make it at home for their family, but obviously they can't divulge that information to other competitors or whatnot.
Yeah, of course. So do you compete in any kind of competitions with your cakes?
I haven't yet. No, everybody keeps asking me. I'm like super shy to be on camera or anything like that. So we'll see what happens. I mean, the Food Network had contacted me a while back to possibly do a show. And then they're like, oh, we took the pilot in a different direction. But the fact that they contacted me, I didn't have to contact them. Obviously, they know I'm here. So if they want to do a show, they know where to find me.
Okay, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Also, that's such a good, you know, thing that they did contact you and you didn't have to contact them.
I was pretty impressed. I was like, wow, where, you know, I saw the email in my inbox and I was like, what?
You're like, hold on.
Bobby Flay, what?
Yeah, that's to me, that feels like an accomplishment, you know, like just that,
yeah,
right there.
I was happy about it for sure.
So do you feel like you'll open any more locations or do you feel like this is it for you?
It's hard to say at this point because we're just hitting the year mark right now. As far as business goes, you know, they tell you, oh, you can't expect to see any real growth after, you know, 2 to 3 years. It's looking like the business is going to do well. And so if it does, yes, I would most definitely like to open another location, you know, either somewhere else within Los Angeles County or maybe, you know, even further up in Santa Barbara County or something like that. But yeah, it's definitely an interest of mine.
That's good to hear. So on average, how many people would you say come into your store on a daily basis?
I guess average. I would say probably maybe around 40 people, mm-hmm. 40 people a day. Like I said, the thing is that all we need is one customer to come in and order a custom cake, and we're pretty much good for the day. And then the rest is all just like wonderful, try our stuff. If we have 40 people coming in and all they're getting is stuff out of the case, like cupcakes and stuff, then it's like, okay, when is somebody going to order a custom cake?
Yeah.
But for the most part, we've been getting at least one custom order a day. And so it's been pretty awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what you, the actual cupcakes, like the flavors, the ingredients in some of them.
Okay, so we have our mainstay cupcakes, which are always there, which are our red velvet, triple chocolate, cookies and cream, peanut butter and jelly, and chocolate peanut butter cup.
Mm.
And those are just like everybody pretty much knows what those consist of. And then we have our seasonals, which change all the time. My favorite right now is Fruity Pebbles.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's kind of nostalgic for me. Just the smell kind of takes me back to childhood. But it's a white cupcake, and we bake the Fruity Pebbles in with a white buttercream, and then we crust the top with Fruity Pebbles. So it's just like oozing a Fruity Pebble smell. It's pretty delicious.
Yeah, that That sounds so good.
Yeah, and then we have a blue raspberry one that's got a little sour tart taste to it, so it's more towards, you know, a younger population. The ones that like the sour candies, it's a good cupcake too, yeah.
So do you change out a lot of your flavors as well?
We change flavors a lot, definitely by season. Whenever a season changes or a holiday changes, it's a big deal for us because we gotta, you know, for example, once St. Patrick's Day is over, the Irish cream comes out and we try to get something new in. So it's especially fall flavors, winter flavors, those are huge times for us to try to work really hard and get new flavors in there and out, old flavors out.
So what flavors are seasonal right now?
Right now we have the blue raspberry, like I said, key lime. We have a Snickers, which is coming out, and I'm not sure whether we're going to keep that as a seasonal or a mainstay. We'll see how it goes. We also have the chocolate mint, which we had brought out just for St. Patrick's Day, but it's been such a good seller. It's staying in there right now. And then we're going to have a margarita cupcake coming out, ooh, like within the next few days.
That sounds delicious,
yeah,
too. So for your custom cakes, how long does it usually take for you to make those?
It really depends on how many people they're feeding and how much fondant work. The fondant work is crazy. So some fondant work you have to start like 4 days in advance, and other fondant work you do with the cake right in front of you. But in general, it takes at least, I'd say, 10 hours for a custom cake.
Okay, and how far in advance should customers come in to order these custom cakes?
We always recommend at least 2 weeks just because you never know how booked up we're going to be.
Yeah, that's great news to know because, you know, sometimes people are just last minute.
You have no idea.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? Like maybe a time where someone was super last minute and you had to make a cake.
Yeah, well, Tori Spelling, actually. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, she called and she's like, oh my God, I need cupcakes for her daughter Hattie's birthday at preschool in 2 days. And she wanted these super sophisticated Rapunzel cupcakes. And I'm like, how can I say no to Tori Spelling? Okay. And so we were in the bakery until like 12 o'clock in the morning making these cupcakes. But luckily she loved them and she, you know, social media is out. So, but yeah, that was one of the ones where I was like, oh my gosh. But it was worth it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's like really, really great, actually. So is there anywhere, any social media you have where people can contact you?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We are on Instagram. Yelp is always a huge one. You can message us through Yelp as well. And then there's our website where you can actually do communication with us through our website.
Wow, that's great too. So is it just through email or?
The website has a direct connection to our email. So whenever you fill out a inquiry form on our website, it goes directly to my email and I get it instantaneously.
All right, that's great too. So again, we are here with Cassie Cakes Cakery here located in Northridge, California, right next to the Northridge Mall. Come in and get your cakes, cake pops, and cupcakes. This is Ariana Hall reporting for KPCRadio.com.